For today's episode, I want to make the argument of why you should do too much. And I think this is something that a lot of people need to hear because I made a TikTok video about this recently and it did really well. So that shows me that a lot of people need to hear this. I need to hear this. I have needed to hear it a lot throughout my life. I didn't have anyone to tell me this. And so I had to learn to express it to myself and am now doing that for others. So hopefully this resonates with you. And I think if you are somebody who is a people pleaser, who has been conditioned to believe or has been told that they are too much, this will resonate with you. So when I say do too much, I don't mean it in the sense of hyper-productivity, that you should be doing more, you're not doing enough, you're lazy. I mean it in the sense of feeling like you are too much innately as a person. You maybe been told that you're too much, you feel too much, and so now you stifle yourself, you stifle your authenticity, your who you are organically, because you think that you won't be accepted. You think you'll be rejected because you feel like you overwhelm people. People have felt overwhelmed around you, maybe overwhelmed with your emotions or your whoever, whatever you are as a person. They just cannot absorb it. And so you overwhelm them. Now, we're not here to discuss whether that's true or not true objectively. Really, what we're here to talk about is the fact that the people that are overwhelmed by who you are innately, provided that you're acting in ways that are aligned with the kind of person you want to be, right? Your values, your morals. I'm not saying you should be going crazy and acting in ways that cause issues or problems just because, right? Just to stir the pot. We're not talking about that. We're talking about being authentically yourself and feeling like you're too much simply because you are who you are. Because ultimately, the people that feel overwhelmed by who you are innately, again, within your values and morals, those people are just not aligned with you. That dynamic is not meant to function. That's why it feels so difficult. And so you've been conditioned to believe throughout your life, probably as a child, I assume, to hold back, to be less of yourself so that you make other people more comfortable. Now, obviously, there's nothing wrong with wanting to make people comfortable, understanding certain boundaries they have, conversation topics they don't want to have, of course, right? Like that is the point of being in community with each other. You understand what each other needs and you try your best to adhere to it. But if you are always feeling like you shouldn't do as much as you feel called to as a person, just at your core, you hold yourself back a lot. You don't say what you truly want or mean because you fear being abandoned or rejected. I'm here to tell you that you have to do too much. Do too much. Be overwhelming. Make people uncomfortable, be inconvenient. Again, not from a place of maliciousness or hatred or because you want to hurt somebody. I'm talking about when you feel genuinely aligned with being a certain version of yourself, but that version, that authentic being, feels too much. That's exactly what you have to be. And I know it's terrifying. It's very scary to risk that rejection, to risk being overwhelming to people, because most likely, the people you've been raised around that have reinforced this belief within you are going to be overwhelmed. They will be. So you will push certain people away, unfortunately. And fortunately at the same time, because you don't want people like that in your life. But I get it. It's hard when it comes to family. It's hard when it comes to certain cultures, society, of course. But you have to be too much. You have to do too much. And I mean this in the sense of when we think of doing too much, we think of desperation, right? Like, don't be too desperate. Don't be too thirsty. Don't show people that you want something. There's a vulnerability to it. And you don't want to come off like you're pathetic, that you need something, that you can't make it without having something. That is a conditioned belief again. Doing too much does not mean being desperate. Having a desire for something does not mean you are desperate for it. Desire is part of being a human being. I think I've made a video about this as well, like a short form video about this as well. Desire is part of being human. Like humans are born with desire in us. And we as humans are born from desire. That is how we create anything in this life, is through desire. So to feel like your desire is a sign of weakness, or that your desire is somehow, it's you're doing too much, it's desperation, it says something about you morally, that you desire something or someone, it doesn't. That is part of the human experience, and you should be experiencing that. Obviously, of course, there's nuance to this topic. I'm not saying what anybody should or shouldn't do with their life, or obviously everyone sees the world differently as well, but this is specifically for anyone who feels like they are too much and have been holding themselves back their whole lives. And As an example for this, from my own experience, as I'm also like learning and relearning this for myself, even with this podcast, for a long time, I've done one podcast episode a week, which is fine. It's sustainable. It's kind of easy to do. I don't really plan my podcast out. Like, I have a list of topics that I know I want to talk about, but I don't really make notes for it. I kind of let it just come off from the top of my head. I wing it in a sense, because I find that it's, I think I speak more truthfully when I just let myself kind of riff in the moment. But I realized recently that I have so much I want to say. You know, I make a lot of videos, and my videos are fairly short for the most part. And my podcast is an opportunity for me to expand on these ideas alongside my Substack as well. My Substack is a little bit different in terms of how my self-expression is. This is, I think, is a little bit more casual. I like to just, you kind of get to know my personality a bit more through my podcast. And I realized that I was doing one podcast episode a week because that's just what it seemed like you're supposed to do. That's how most people did it. And so I kind of felt like, oh, I guess I should do that too. And then I remember catching myself thinking, you know, I don't want to make more a week and overwhelm my audience. And then for a second I was like, but why not? Why not overwhelm them? I think I'm providing something that is helpful. It's helpful to me to even just hear myself talk and to journal about these things. So I'm sure it's helpful to someone else who's listening, right? So why do I feel like it's going to be overwhelming? My authentic desire toward my call towards doing something. Why do I believe that's going to be overwhelming? And why does that hold me back from doing what it is I want to do? Showing myself trying at something. Again, it's that feeling of desperation, as though somehow me making more content that I enjoy because it's fun to create for me, it puts me to flow state, it feels very purposeful, somehow that's desperate, or it's revealing something about me as a person, as though I'm showing a vulnerability in a sense. That's what it kind of taps into for me. This applies to so many things in my life, but this is the most recent example, the most tangible one where I was able to catch it, you know, in the air and really see it for what it was. This is me feeling like I shouldn't do too much. And all that was doing was making me feel like I can't create as much as I want to. I was holding myself back, you know, like you're kind of, it was almost like I was tying one hand behind my back and trying to exist. And that's been my whole life, really, if I'm being honest. A lot of my life has been told, I've been told to, you know, be seen, not heard, you know, the very typical kind of traditional ways to raise children. You know, being very mindful and quiet and don't make messes and don't do this. And so I've carried that with me my whole life, of course, as I'm sure many people have. And now if you're like this, we probably struggle, all of us now, with being enough, feeling enough, because we're not letting ourselves be enough. It's not that we're not enough. It's not like we're somehow wrong or bad or imperfect in some way. Of course, we're imperfect, but not in the sense that we are somehow the worst people to exist and that's why. It's because we're not letting ourselves be enough, express ourselves enough, really take up the space, what, energetically, emotionally, whatever, physically, that we need to, because there isn't allotted space for us purely by existing, right? We have a space allotted to us in this world, and we're not taking it up fully. Not taking someone else's space, of course. We're not here to overextend and take up someone else's space and, you know, take away from them. That's I think more of like a negative connotation to being overwhelming. I want to focus on the positive connotation of being overwhelming. Overwhelming in the way, maybe, you know, how being overwhelmed by the ocean tides can be both good and bad, right? You can be overwhelmed by it and, you know, get pulled under, which is not good. Or you can be overwhelmed by it and experience the feeling of weightlessness in water or surf on it. You know what I mean? So like it's two sides of the same coin. There's a positive and a negative. There's, you know, the yin and the yang of this, just as there is of anything. But I want to focus on the positive side of being overwhelming. We as people pleasers might now struggle with doing too much because we think it's too much, but in reality, it's probably not enough. We're probably not letting ourselves do enough. So going back to my example of the podcast, I decided, I was like, okay, if I'm doing this work, which I'm constantly doing this work, I don't just talk about the stuff and not do the work that I share with others or I encourage others to do. I'm doing it alongside everybody, or I have done it, and now I'm able to talk about it from a different vantage point. But if I'm going to do this work, I have to do exactly what I'm saying, right? Which is, I have to do more. I have to do too much. I have to be too much, whatever that means for me. So in this scenario specifically, it was, I can't make more than one podcast episode a week. It's, well, now I have to, because I have to do the opposite of that impulse, because that impulse is tied to that fear of being too much. And to break that, you have to do the opposite. And that's another tactic I use all the time when it comes to reframing certain things for myself and changing my behaviors and patterns. I tell myself I have to do the opposite of my impulses, because my impulse is coming, that's coming from a place of my core wounds. It's coming from a place of feeling not good enough. It's coming from that place of what I've been taught or conditioned to believe about myself and about the world around me. It's an ingrained belief. It's a program. And it's always running in the background. It's hard to, you know, unprogram it. But with time and practice and effort, you can reprogram it in a different way. But it's almost like this default programming. And I revert to it very often. And I have to catch myself. So now anytime I catch myself, I know that this impulse, if it's a quick impulse, it's often coming from fear. It's often coming from my anxiety. And it's often rooted in core wounds that I've been told and taught to believe, but not actually aligned with the kind of person I want to be and the kind of life I want to live. So they're constantly in battle, right? Like who I want to be and what I've been taught to be. So now I know if my impulse is telling me to do this or not to do this, I have to do exactly that. I have to do the opposite. And that's really hard. It's much easier said than done, but that is maybe the main way I've been able to shift and change myself throughout this journey, doing the opposite of my impulses. So if your impulse is to stay small, not do too much, not come off, you know, thirsty or eager or desperate, you have to do exactly that. Because again, realistically, it's not too much. It's probably perfectly enough, because if you're being called to it in an authentic way, it's enough. It's exactly what you need to, it's what you are. And you are enough. So it's enough. It's not too much. And by not taking up the space that is allotted to you, somebody else will take it up. Again, not from a malicious place. They're not probably most of the time. Some people are doing it intentionally and maliciously. But I think some people will just take up the space and they'll fill the space that's empty, you know? And that's kind of how certain dynamics exist. It's one person is shrinking themselves and the other person is expanding themselves, because that space is going to be taken up one way or another, you know? So someone might fall into the role of being the expansive one while the other person shrinking themselves. And instead, how about we expand ourselves to the point where we need to be, right? What feels aligned. And then that person can be who they need to be. Because it also, like, all of this works in relationship to others. So as an example, like when we talk about codependent relationships or any kind of relationship, really. But, you know, we're constantly in a dance emotionally with people. So if you're shrinking yourself, that person's expanding themselves to fill the space. This dynamic's probably not that healthy, right? Or again, this person's having to be someone different than who they are authentically, because you're being someone different than who you are authentically. And this isn't to say that it's all in your control, of course. What I'm saying is that we feed off of each other, especially if you've been raised alongside each other, or it's your parent-child dynamic, whatever. People you've known for a really long time, partners. These kind of are ingrained beliefs and ideas of how you have to function with each other. So that's just kind of what happens. It happens almost naturally without even realizing it. So by being one way that's not authentic to you, you're kind of almost forcing the person around you, or the person you're in a relationship with, to also be someone who is inauthentic, and vice versa. So like them being inauthentic is keeping you in a place where you're inauthentic, because it's like you're always trying to find that balance, you know? And I'm sure if you've experienced this in relationships, you can probably understand it, right? You have a parent who's overbearing, so you have to shrink yourself. But then the more you shrink yourself, they become more overbearing, because it's just like part of it. Again, I'm not saying that you're the one here controlling it. But at a certain point, I think as well, when you become aware and conscious of this, you do realize you do have some control. Not all the time, not 100%. But there are some times when you're like, you know what, this is a moment where I can decide to do too much, to push the limits a bit, to expand and potentially threaten overwhelming somebody and risk rejection, risk abandonment, risk being seen as desperate, needy, thirsty, whatever. And that's scary. And that's exactly why you have to do it, because it's scary. And it means that on the other side of that fear is exactly the kind of person you want to be, the person you're trying to expand to, but you keep holding yourself back because you don't want to be too much, quote unquote. You don't want to be seen as too much. So I hope this was helpful. I hope it gave you some insight on, you know, why you might be holding yourself back and how to work through it. Again, this is all from my own experience. I'm not a therapist. I try to say this as much as possible. And I don't even think that what I share and how I share it is in any way related to therapy. It's very different. I get a lot of people telling me to be a therapist. And in reality, I wouldn't be able to share things the way I do if I was one, because this is all about me, in a sense. It's almost very self-centered, but in a way that's hopefully helpful to others as well. I share my experiences as I experience them or after I've experienced them in the hopes that they can help others the same way they've helped me. If you want to hear more from me, follow me on Substack, Instagram, and TikTok. I write a lot over on Substack and I make a lot of videos over on TikTok and Instagram. I also offer one-to-one calls for anybody who wants to have a little bit of a chat with me about these topics in more depth. I don't have that many spots. I'm kind of limiting them at the moment. So feel free to have a look over at my schedule and see if anything works for you. But other than that, thank you for being here, and I'll be back again soon with another episode.